Ronnie Jackson from the City of Bryan joins us this morning. Ronnie, good morning.
Good morning, Chase. How are you doing?
So far, so good. About yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
How are things in the one name city, as we refer to it here?
Things are pretty good. Things are really doing pretty well. You know, I'm here again because Alan Brugman, our communications director, is out on daddy duty.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, though.
Beautiful baby girl. I'll tell you, I want to trade with him. If he doesn't come back next week, I'm going to change diapers and he can come here and do his job.
That's a bold statement right there, my friend.
No.
That is a bold statement. Somebody lied to me and said when they're first born, they don't, you know, it's not as bad. You know, what they leave in the diaper isn't as bad. No, forget it. Forget it. It was bad from day one with both
of
mine.
That's right.
With both of mine.
That's right. Hey, we're here to talk about a busy couple of weekends coming up.
No kidding.
Yeah. First of all, this weekend, I actually brought a guest. I'm going to let her speak to you guys. This is Tiffany Parker with the Boys and Girls Club of the Brazos Valley, and she's going to talk to you for a minute about Day for Kids.
Very good. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Glad to have you this morning. Now, Day for Kids, I mean, big activities, and it's at Henderson Park this weekend, correct?
That's correct.
Now, tell us what all is going to be going on out there.
Well, we have a lot of things planned for Day for Kids. We're going to have a reading room that's sponsored by the Junior League of Bryan College Station, where kids can go in and listen to storytelling and receive free books, and they'll also have an opportunity to create some bookmarks that they can take home with them.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And what else? I mean, outdoor activities, too, I guess, being in the park. So
exactly. All outdoor activities. Of course, we'll have the ever-present moonwalks. We'll have face painting, ring toss, carnival-style activities, lots of free food, beverages. It's just a really fun time for families to get out and enjoy the outside.
And what is the purpose behind Day for Kids? I mean, that's a unique name as far as Day for Kids. What's the philosophy behind that?
It's a national initiative by Boys and Girls Clubs of America where parents get out and spend meaningful time with their kids without worrying about money. We know that the cost of everything is skyrocketing, and so we want to give parents an opportunity to go out and hang out with their kids, have a good time without worrying about the cost. So it's a totally free event.
And where exactly is Henderson Park, if folks don't know?
Henderson Park is at 1629 Mockingbird Lane in Bryan, Texas, near Anson Jones Elementary School.
I know where that is. So, and again, tell us the times and hours on that this Saturday.
The time for Day for Kids is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have a special presentation about 10:30 where a proclamation will be delivered proclaiming that as Day for Kids in Bryan College Station that will be presented by representatives from the City of Bryan and the City of College Station. And it's a good opportunity for parents to just get out and have a good time with their kids.
Very good. And any place they can go for more information?
They can visit our website, which is www.bgcbv.org, or they can call the club at 822-7516.
Well, and the weather should cooperate too. We were looking at it's supposed to be mid 80s after about 60 Friday night. That's going to be perfect weather for
weather. Yeah. We had to push it back a little bit, but it actually worked out great for us.
Yeah, because it would have been really hot otherwise.
Exactly.
Well, great. Tiffany, thanks for stopping by and telling us about that.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet. Ronnie, what else you got for us this morning?
Well, also National Night Out is Tuesday, October 4th, and that's a crime prevention initiative supported by all of our area police departments, Bryan Police Department, College Station, A&M University Police, as well as the Sheriff's Department. And it's an initiative where we encourage folks to get out and meet their neighbors, have a little block party, those kinds of things. And it's about just knowing your neighbor and trying to support the neighborhood in which you live to keep the criminals away, basically. Mm-hmm. Typically, this is done the first Tuesday of August, but, of course, in Texas a few years ago, they decided it ain't happening. So in Texas and a few other southern states, they've moved it back to the first Tuesday in October. The kickoff for National Night Out is actually this Saturday as well, so a bunch of things to do on Saturday if you got kids, I'm telling you. It's going to be at the Target Center in Bryan off Earl Road Freeway. And I think it runs from about 10 to 1. And lots of food, and you get a chance to see a lot of different police exhibits and fire exhibits, police cars, fire trucks. They'll even have this year they'll have a helicopter out there. And you can, if you haven't signed up for a block party, you can do that at this particular event. And if you don't get there and you still want to do a block party, you can contact in Bryan, at least Sergeant Demond Oliver. And his office number is 979-209-5359. Or you can go to our website, bryantx.gov, There's a little icon there with National Night Out on the opening page, the feature page. Click it on and shoot him an email.
Very good. And, okay. then Texas Reds the
Texas
weekend after
Reds
that.
Because
you
the
said a busy,
after
busy
that.
Couple of weeks. So.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, these Saturday is a prelude. Mm-hmm. This Saturday the 1st is a prelude to next weekend. Texas Reds starts on October 7th with a lot of fun activities. Golf tournament for the first time this year at Bryan Municipal Golf Course, Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Everything Friday night is free. There's a wonderful tribute band, Jimmy Buffett tribute band, Landsharks, mm-hmm. that is coming in from Florida. And then Saturday, everything kicks off from about 10 o'clock all day long, although there will be a fun run around 8 o'clock in downtown Bryan. But about 10 o'clock, everything kicks off. There is a $5 charge for admission for adults and kids 13 and over, but everybody 13 and under, your kids get in free, so don't think that you can't afford this. You can afford this. But there is a bunch of wonderful bands and activities for the kids. The Kids Zone area is going to be done by the Children's Museum this year. Everything is in we've extended, actually, the festival area a couple of blocks north, and everything is going to be within those few blocks. And it's just going to be it's probably the biggest and best, and it's going to be cooler.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be cooler.
We promise you that compared to June.
Compared to June. And it's football season, so we've actually put together a tailgating area. It's going to have four big-screen TVs, so you'll be able to watch the Aggies against Tech, the Longhorns against Oklahoma, even some baseball playoffs if you're into that. And then, of course, great steaks and great wines and just great food, fun. And it's a really fun atmosphere. And that'll be all day Saturday, culminating with Joe Nichols, a four-time Grammy-nominated star. And the ladies love him because he's a hunk. He's almost as good-looking as you are, Chase. So.
Oh, no. Flattery will get you everywhere, Ronnie.
He is a hunk, so that's all we hear from the ladies at work is they can't wait to see him. But and a lot of the students at A&M are familiar with him. I wasn't when we first announced it, but so of course we went online and saw some of his work, and you know, superstar. Mm-hmm. He really is. So we're all excited about that. It's going to be the first feature artist that'll be sort of outside our Texas country western genre. So we're excited about that.
Very much so.
Anyway, October 1st, it's going to be National Night Out, as well as Kids Day with the Boys and Girls Club, and then 7th and 8th. It is going to be Texas Red. So lots of fun activities for the community.
Good time to do it. And as we said, the weather should cooperate.
So, all right.
Ronnie, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's Ronnie Jackson with the City of Bryan. We chat with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.